When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
12:42, Malusis with you on this Monday midday. In for BT and Sal. Number to call, 888-808-1019. A lot of baseball. We're at the All-Star break. You get the home run derby, All-Star game tomorrow night. Rightfully so, Skeen starting for the National League. What a young power righty stud he is. Standing at 6'6", former LSU star. So, if you're a baseball fan, you watch. I mean, what the All-Star game is. You know, even though Bud and his boys tried to make it more impactful than what it should be, it's a celebration of the sport. Everyone that gets all hot and bothered, whether it be, the NBA All-Star game, whether it be the NHL All-Star game, the flag football they play now for the Pro Bowl, for the National Football League, or now the MLB All-Star game, just enjoy it for what it is. Let's not make it out to be anything more than that. Yes, at one point in time, it was more meaningful. At one point in time, you had guys that were linked to one league more so than others. Free agency has changed everything. Loyalty, money. It's not a matter of loyalty. It's the amount of money that's being paid in sports. The haves and the have-nots, right? Guys jumping leagues left and right. So it doesn't necessarily, there is not that kind of allegiance to one league over the other. And the way that we ingest, take in baseball now has changed everything as well. You can watch everything. All the time. It's all available on your phone, at your computer, on your television, on your smart TV, whatever. You have the package. You can watch all these guys, play this great game every single night, if so be it. So it's a little bit different or significantly different than it was, 20 or 30 years ago when you look at Major League Baseball. But there's nothing to change or make different or try and make it more impactful. No, just appreciate it for what it is. If you love baseball, it's a celebration of the sport. That's what All-Star Game should be. You're watching the best in the game at that time, at that given time, in that year, play the sport that you love. Now, the National Football League, you can't play football with no contact. So they try and do something a little bit different. The All-Star Game in the National Hockey League, they try and switch it up. NBA All-Star Game, it is what it is. I mean, nobody plays defense really in the regular season outside the Knicks. I mean, and a couple other teams, but still, Miami. But that has become more of a three-point shooting contest than anything else when you're looking at the NBA. And Major League Baseball, it'll be fun next couple nights. You had the draft last night, home run derby, All-Star Game tomorrow night down in Arlington. If you enjoy baseball, you'll enjoy it. Bayville, New Jersey, we go. It's Robert. It's The Fan. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, I'm a Mets fan. I just got a few things to touch on. This is all, my opinion. I mean, being a Mets fan, you just complain a lot. But, I mean,
yeah,
it's hard not to. But, I mean, so the bullpen, I mean, the bullpen's in shambles. I mean, in my opinion, Nunez is our best relief pitcher. That guy actually looks really good out there, in my opinion. I mean, Matone, we just got. He doesn't look that bad. But, we need to buy at the deadline. I mean, a week ago, people were saying, do we buy or, are we not to buy? I mean, where we're standing now, we have to buy, and it's got to be for our bullpen. I mean, Hauser, that guy's terrible. Eastman is terrible. I mean, I think these guys are awful. I mean, Hauser should have went with Pete to the All-Star game and just, been the pitcher for the home run derby for him. I mean, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I personally am I want Alonso, gone in my opinion. I mean, the guy just had one home run in his past 50 at-bats, known as, this big slugger. And me personally, I mean, what you're saying about All-Star Game, I think the All-Star Game is good. I think it's pretty entertaining. The home run derby, also pretty entertaining. I don't know why. It just gets me so mad that Pete is doing the home run derby for, the fifth year. I don't know what it is. It gets me so mad.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know. I think it's because, I feel like he gets way too into it. I'm like, all right, dude. I mean, especially it's going to bother me when he has one home run in his past 50 at-bats. He hasn't really been hot for this team right now, and it could help us. But I think, the home run derby aspect, I don't know what it is. It gets me fired up. But, I mean, all right, besides that,
Well, I mean, you're bothered by a star player partaking in an event that celebrates the sport.
Because, all right, the All-Star
game... Have you watched the dunk contest in the NBA?
Yeah.
Nobody's participating in it?
I'm a Mets fan, and it gets me fired up when, like, he's not performing how I want him to perform the past.
Well, I think you're right. I get it, but he hasn't performed well. He still has 19 home runs. Right? He still has 19 home runs. He's got 51 RBIs. It's not your prototypical, but he's a guy that his major league average season is 35 home runs a year.
His
MLB average season plays, you know, he gets 400-plus at-bats, 480-plus at-bats, 35, 92, 250. That's the average Alonso season up until this stage of his career. We know he's not responded well to his contract, but a guy that takes great pride in trying to be the best power hitter in the entire sport, maybe him partaking gets him going in the second half. I mean, I get bothered when guys don't want to participate in these kind of events because of the fear of failure. The fear of embarrassing themselves, the fear of not doing well, and have that. No. I mean, Pete takes it on wholeheartedly. What's wrong with that?
I can see it from. I didn't think about it from that point of view. I can see it from that point of view. But last two things is one. I don't know why. I would say 80% of our bullpen, they come in the game and immediately they have to walk that first batter. They just do. They have to walk the first batter.
Robert, I get it. Listen, we all know it. I mean, Robert, the bullpen needs to be addressed. I total agreement. You ran through the guys that are underperforming, Diekman, Hauser. Yeah, the bullpen needs to be addressed. And this team deserves for it to be addressed sooner rather than later. I mean, I don't know exactly who's questioning whether or not, you know, at this stage, I mean, they're three games over the 500 mark. They're a National League wild card team if the season ended today. I love that quote, but the season obviously doesn't end today. You're coming back. You've got 64 plus games to go in the MLB regular season. You got to go out there and you got to add to this bullpen to make that severe weakness, not necessarily a tremendous strength, but you have to put a Band-Aid on the open wound. Because that bullpen has the potential to go out there and absolutely destroy the Mets in the second half. It's amazing that this team is sitting there, overcame being 11 games under, now three games over with how incompetent that bullpen has been. Houston we go. It's Ivan. It's the fan. What's going on, Ivan?
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I got to be honest with you, man. This is the reason why I hate Yankee fans.
Yes.
And I really started hating Mets fans, too. Okay. So let me see if I get this straight. The Yankees have to buy because they have Soto, not because they have the third best record in the American League.
Yes.
And another guy, Meg, I call some of the Mets are better than the Yankees. Bro, you guys beat the two worst teams in baseball just to get over 500. We are 18 games over 500. We just beat the Orioles, who I've been hearing for the last month on how great the Orioles were. And to be honest with you, the Yankees have been playing a lot better the last couple of weeks. If they don't blow two saves, they beat the Red Sox and they beat the Orioles.
But they did.
So this idea that,
Ivan, like they did, right?
Are they do not have the third?
If I was 70 pounds lighter, I'd be thin. What does that matter? They did.
That's
they
great.
Blew the saves.
Do they have the third? Hold on. So here's the fact. Third best record in the American League, correct? They're one game out of first place. And you guys are talking about a team whose third place is better than the Yankees. It's
comical. Ivan, I know, Ivan, you're reacting to a caller, a Met fan. I never said, hold on a second, Ivan. I never said the Mets were better. I never said the Mets were better. I never said that. I never said that. I said the Mets are in a situation. Hold on a second, Ivan. The Mets, do you think the Mets are playing better baseball right now? When on God's green earth did I say the Mets are a better team? I said they're a better watch. I said they're more enjoyable. I said they talked about the lineup producing. I talked about the fact that this team needs to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees are a team this year that went all in on this season, has played terrible baseball for the last 6 weeks. The lineup is basically Soto and Judge. No, Ivan, don't put words in my mouth.
No, the Yankees, who have 58 wins, did not prove that they need to add and go further into the season. But the team who barely is over 500, that team proved everything.
Ivan.
It's comical, bro.
Ivan, Ivan, do you look at this team? Now we're judging it. Hold on a second. You're a Yankee fan. You're a Yankee fan, and you're looking at the win total and not what you're watching.
Hold on a second, because
not what you're watching.
Teams go through funks.
Okay. Hold on. So what happened in 2022? We saw the same exact thing happen.
Bye bye 2022. Did I make the playoffs?
They got off to. Who cares about making the playoffs? They haven't won a World Series since 2009. Here's the problem, Ivan. Here's the problem. Here's the issue you have. You want to look at the issues? Here's the issue you have. You are a Yankee fan that is you are Brian Cashman's dream. You're Al Steinbrenner's dream. You're looking at the regular season and determining it whether or not it's a successful year or not. I am completely different. I talked about the Mets. They have to add come the MLB trade deadline because the team has led the way. The Yankees haven't played great baseball. You want to look at this weekend? Coming off a disastrous loss Sunday in Baltimore where they embarrassed themselves defensively, Volpe and Verdugo in the ninth inning, and Holmes is going out there and getting himself into a mess. A Yankee team that has played awful baseball. Not bad. I mean, they have, I think over, going into the Baltimore series, I think over the last seven series, they had the worst record in baseball. And you want to say everything's A-OK because you want to look at the win total of the Yankees in the first half. Let's be serious here. And if you don't think there's pressure on the Yankees to make moves come the MLB trade deadline based on the uncertainty of the future of Juan Soto, then you have no sense of reality. That's the point. Yankee fans, yes, skew negative. You know why? Because it's been a lot of negativity. It's been a lot of failed seasons. The Astros have treated them like the redheaded stepchild in October. They failed. There's no other way to cut it. They have failed. Cashman might not say it. Boone might not say it. Hal might not say it outside of last year when the team went 82-80. But that's the grading system. That's the proper grading system. Why? Because the Yankees, as a young Yankee fan, the Yankees were different. Held to a higher standard than everybody else. Enough of this nonsense of getting to October, roll the dice, hope for the best. You know what analytics show you? Analytics show you what a player can do on the field. You know what analytics don't show you? The heartbeat. What goes into the mindset? The ability to handle pressure, the ability to rise above in a big-time spot, to play their best at the most meaningful times. And I saw guys do it. If you're old enough and you lived through the dynastic Yankees of the late 90s, you saw guys do it. O'Neill, Tino, Jeter, Bernie Williams, Posada. I mean, hell, Joe Girardi had a big-time hit against the Atlanta Braves in 96. I was sitting there in the stands with my older sister, Kim. Human beings play the game, not a stat sheet. That's the point. Got off on a little tangent there, but you get where I'm going. I never came on the airwaves this morning and said, made the declaration, the Mets are better than the Yankees. Never said that. I said the approach of both management teams has got to be one and the same come the MLB trade deadline. The Mets have got to add because the team has led the way. The Yankees, in spite of this team playing as poorly as they have over the last month and a half, and you want to look at the win total. They have to, and despite the issues that they have on this team and the regression that you've seen in some players, Cashman and company have to be aggressive as well. Because if you want to look at the Yankees and say, so they've looked terrible in eight straight series. Well, I should say seven of eight series. They went a month. A team you think is a championship caliber team, they went a month without winning a series. It's a long time. 1256. Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.